I wanted to ask you about this question of theatre poetry, which is so important for tragedy. The kinds of translated or adapted texts that you're working with in English as opposed to doing it in Greek, what are the kinds of issues that you've experienced in terms of, you know, an Anglophone conception of what theatre poetry is as compared to what is going on in the chorus in Greek, for instance?
It's really, I think it's a really interesting question, because actually I've fallen foul a few times of thinking I'm directing the original when I'm actually directing a poet's version of it, and nearly therefore getting it horribly wrong. When I was doing the Ted Hughes Alcestis, I had to keep reminding myself to direct what was on Ted Hughes's page, not what I thought was there, because I knew the original. Because you end up in an odd theatrical tension between the two. Understanding where a version diverges is important, but it is important to actually direct what you're directing. We nearly got The Curate Troy really wrong the first time round, because I was directing the Philoctetes, not The Curate Troy, and suddenly realised that actually dramaturgically they are two different things. And there's an interesting the chorus literally have a different role. I think in a lot of contemporary translations by great poets, there's a word hoard, to use a Heaneyism, or a metaphorical life, which comes from the locus or the identity of the translator, which is not necessarily going as far as anachronism, which someone like Hughes does go to anachronistic images. But even if it's still got a sense of another time and place. And consequently, the chorus, who are often communicating the poetry and the metaphor of a contemporary aesthetic to an audience, sit in a different relationship to the original story, because they become almost part of the world and location of the audience, and they almost become a frame to the primary story as it's being presented, and that is a different dramaturgical setup to a chorus who are wholly within the original aesthetic. And you have to a lot of translators now use their chorus slightly more as contemporary commentators, or as or literally the poetry has a relationship with the rest of the poetic work of that writer, and so there's a kind of intertext. You can't read The Curate Troy without reading Seeing Things, which is the anthology that Chomsky wrote at the same time. In some ways, Seeing Things sets out the metaphors really clearly that are used in The Curate Troy, but without cross-referencing, they're slightly impenetrable at points. And so you're creating a different... And the relationship on stage needs to be different, because the way you present the poetry makes a different relationship with the audience to if you're literally doing the original. So if you don't remember that what you're doing is a version, you can actually construct the production wrong, and it doesn't work. It's really interesting if you've got actors who are used to a slightly Stanislavskian sense of identity, to teach them how to approach it, because sometimes they kind of... There's a confusion of going, okay, I am this 5th century sailor, and I'm using a metaphor about a contemporary metaphor. How do I create my own sense of identity? And you have to take them away from a sort of psychological approach to identity and go and get them to play more of a function within a dramatic construct. But that can be quite difficult to make... to make sense of. I think there's another interesting question, which is about metaphor, where you're using a contemporary version, which is how you relate metaphor in the translation to visual metaphor, because actually most Greek tragedies have quite iconic visual statements in them, which are part of their production history, and they may or may not actually be contained within the contemporary text, and it can be, you can fall quite foul of going for a slightly traditional visual set of statements which apply to the Greek, which are actually not the visual life of the new text.
And how much do you think that depends on the fact that you're dealing with precisely the kinds of intertextualities that you have described? You know, there is the great modern writer who is usually a poet rather than a dramatist, and their intertextuality is then with the rest of his or her work. Does it make a difference if you're actually working with a new text which is created by somebody who is primarily a dramatist rather than a poet? I mean, I know it's in a sense an artificial distinction, but you see what I'm driving at.
I think it's a really important distinction, actually. I think a poet will render you the words that are spoken within a poetic and metaphorical aesthetic that's part of their personal expression. A dramatist is often trying to solve the play for a modern audience dramatically, and is trying to construct it. Poetic translations very rarely restructure. They might give it another life or another dimension verbally, but dramatists tackling Greek tragedies do often often try to solve, as it were, the issue of the chorus within the version they're writing. So they very specifically assign it to three different voices, or they offer some kind of dramatic solution and become involved with a dramaturgical reconstruction of the original, which is sometimes that's linked into the fact that that translation has been done as part of a production process, and so actually what you're seeing in that is both a writer and a director's input into how the piece is working, and quite a lot of texts you read, you have to remember, are constructed on the page after they've been developed in a rehearsal room. But I think there are very few dramatists who don't attempt solutions of what they think the problems are with Greek tragedy for contemporary audiences, to make other plays. What's interesting is where you have someone who would identify probably as both, someone like Colin Teevan, who is coming at both of those angles at something. In with the producer of the Anastas programme hat on, I've obviously overseen the commissioning of quite a few versions of Greek tragedy at various levels of remove by. And it's quite an interesting process to think about who will make interesting. The Timberlake Wertenbaker Hippolytus that we worked on earlier this year was a very, very interesting mixture of creativity and fidelity, and actually quite a lot of original Greek phrases we used within the translation, and where it was felt that the sound of the Greek was really all you needed, where it was a particular, it was a big expression of something spiritual or something really guttural and emotional, that actually the sound of the Greek would communicate more to an audience than an English translation, which was an interesting technique, and I think it worked quite well.